Back in March, the entire Brand Keys team saw Amy Schumer do her stand-up routine. We didn't have to stand online for hours in front of Denver's Belco Theater to get decent tickets. We ended up with front row seats, and the show was great. She's really funny. Are we VIPs? Well, we think so. But in this instance, anyone with a Netflix account and a widescreen TV could have joined us. Make yourself some popcorn, sign in, and see why Netflix has been receiving standing ovations of its own.
Ready for their close-up. Netflix was again number one in the streaming video category. That's a 5-star rating in the Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. As the metrics are predictive of favorable consumer behavior, we're betting Netflix will continue to add viewers to their roster and profits to their bottom line. Surprised at this prediction? We weren't, since emotional engagement and loyalty always play out on the biggest stage of all, the marketplace. Netflix has been managing to exceed customer expectations for a while now on virtually all the things that drive loyalty and viewer engagement in their category. Things like connectivity and viewing options and fees, but most importantly, a wide range of original entertainment. The critical and resonating part of that value being the adjective original. And while it seems as if most of the leading providers in this category now produce original content, there's a real belief that the competition is just catching up to Netflix. Netflix is kind of the progenitor of original programming in the streaming video category, with current rankings for the top 5 looking like this. 1. Netflix. 2. Amazon. 3. YouTube. 4. HBO Go/Hulu. 5. iTunes. This is a tough category, and it's getting tougher every year. With technology ratcheting up at the speed of the consumer, ultimately, the critical brand differentiator isn't going to be an all-access pass. It's going to be the ability to provide original content. So what's Netflix doing? Well, their long-term goal is to ensure that more than 50% of the platform's content is original, and they're investing the money to do just that. You know what they say in most categories? Money talks and nobody walks. In this category, it's perhaps more appropriate to say, money talks and everyone streams.
What happened? Netflix was nominated for 92 Emmy Awards this year, up from last year's 53. They led with first-year original shows like Stranger Things and The Crown, receiving 18 and 13 nominations, respectively. Both shows were nominated in the prestigious Outstanding Drama Series category. So was perennial Emmy contender House of Cards. It's the first time 3 shows from the same network were nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. Netflix ended the quarter with 104 million subscribers, 5.2 million who were new. Subscriber growth was driven by the popularity of Netflix's growing slate of programming, and Netflix posted a second quarter profit of $66 million. But the competition is only intensifying in the streaming market. Netflix is battling for share of wallet with rivals Amazon.com and Hulu, and skinny bundles like Sling TV and YouTube TV. And new competitors continue to dip their toes into the video stream, but keep in mind that original shows require a lot of capital up front. The competition isn't chintzing, though. Twitter is showcasing new original content in streaming video. Apple was reported to be spending $1 billion on original content, beginning their first known television products with the revival of Steven Spielberg's 1980s Amazing Stories. That budget only begins to approach dedicated content creators like HBO. They spent around twice that last year, but to put it all in context, Netflix is said to spend $6 billion. But as they say, there's a price for success and original content, including the likes of David Letterman, the Coen brothers, and Adam Sandler. So subscribers will be paying for it. Netflix raised its prices by $1 a month. Apple's shows, Planet of the Apes and Carpool Karaoke, both received poor critical receptions. But early stumbles may have convinced Apple that it needs to be less casual in its approach to the video stream. Maybe they need to be more original. Just ask Netflix.